You're alone now.
All right. So now we all have audio. Oh, we're back. We're good. Damn Yay. It, Rick. Damn it, Rick.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Blown Away Podcast.
If you need
Hello.
Help.
Woo.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, we just got done doing something that left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah. We just finished the, we're back from the Con of Thrones stuff, which we did last weekend.
Oh, you dick.
Which is really fun.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Ow! Can't dodge?
I can.
That's against the rules.
It's not.
Present your arm.
I've done
I
nothing.
Blew that feather. Damn it. I mean, I blew that like Robin Williams watched that feather on Patch Adams off
are you
the cliff.
Always trying to rip hair out of my fucking arm.
That's what they do.
Hitting me.
I don't know what else to do.
You mean the butterfly? Shane?
Yeah.
Okay. The feather's Forrest Gump.
Yeah. And I was thinking Pharmacy 8, too.
Okay.
You're just
confused.
So you got four different things.
You're just
confused.
A mess of references
I was
today.
Greatly
I am.
So, yeah, we were in
Nashville,
Tennessee.
Oh, not which, Memphis, which Aaron did not realize where we were.
He pulled me. Until we were on the way back.
Yeah. I mean, I knew where I was, but I didn't know the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about a 7-hour drive or so. Yep. We got in super late, like at, 1 a.m.?
Yeah, we got home about 1:15 a.m., and then I dropped everybody else.
Well, I mean, when, we got there. We got there.
Oh, there?
Yeah.
It was like so between, we got there
it was like between 12
time
and,
where we
and
got
1.
Back.
Yeah. But it was awesome because we got in, like, you know, the whole city looked amazing. The skyline and, like,
it was
all lit up, but it was so late and there was nobody out.
Yeah, Eric was like, it's like they did this just for us.
Yeah. I was like, this city should always be like this. You know, like every time I've gone to a city, I've always thought, man, cities are a mistake.
Yeah, man. Yeah. People were not meant to live in groups of over 700.
I can't imagine. Imagine living like that.
I loved it because it's a city that knows its gimmick and lives it.
Which is apparently its
gimmick.
What,
like a bunch of girls in short shorts?
Parties. That's its gimmick.
Yeah, that is one of its gimmicks. One of its gimmicks is, you know, it's weird because I grew up around country people.
Yeah.
Like real country people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That don't like cities. And then there, it's a city with people that are acting like country people.
Well, what's funny is like,
it's very strange.
Like, there was these guys on one of those buses.
Yeah.
And they're hooting holler at these girls, and I'm like, this is gonna be a mistake. And they all went, hi.
Really?
And I looked at them, and I'm like, yeah, we're not all like that. And they're like, oh, we don't care. And I'm like, well, goddamn, man, shit.
That's what they came there
this
for.
This was my kind of city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
right?
We had a good time.
No, it
good
was
food.
Mm-hmm. Good food.
Food.
Good fucking food.
Great food.
Yeah.
Good fucking
Some
food.
Very good.
None
good
of the food
spicy,
here.
Spicy food.
None of the food here.
I think
is
it's gonna be
up.
I think it's gonna be a cool podcast. You know what I mean?
I hope this is a cool podcast.
Well, we're doing it right now.
Video, whatever it's
Vlog.
Called.
Vlog.
Whatever they are.
Jesus.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
But no, dude, some of the food there was great. Mm-hmm. I came back home. I'm like, man, none of the food here can stand up to what I eat down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. Eventually, I'll forget, and then I'll be back to the normal
Eventually,
food.
I'll be content with where I am.
I mean, it's the same after, like, we got back from L.A., and we all wanted ramen.
I wasn't.
Man, the ramen was,
the ramen
so
was
good,
but I wasn't like, oh, my God. I need it.
I really
but, like,
wanted the ramen.
Salmon,
I really loved that ramen.
That salmon was so good. The
you
ribs
so
I had
much,
was so good.
Yeah.
The pork was so good.
The only thing I can remember
was so good.
Is the last thing I ate.
Yeah.
Which is the spiciest thing I've eaten in my life.
Okay, so we don't want to spoil our vlog
much.
We don't want to spoil it too much. However,
we're building hype. There's like 200 people here.
If you like watching Rick deal with things, you'll want to check out the vlog.
Deal with things.
He deals with things many times, but he dealt with something that I had a lot of respect. A lot more respect.
Some of the things that I guess really aren't in the vlog that we can talk about is like when we were going to restaurants, sometimes we had to wait like a really long time. Like one time, we thought we had to wait 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was an hour and 30 minutes.
Well, it took my number, and they're like, we'll text you when it's ready. And I got a text immediately after we put our name in, and it said, like, I just kind of skimmed it, and the number 30 was there, and I saw 30 minutes. Oh, 30 minutes, that's not long to wait. And then, like, 40 minutes
About
later,
40 minutes in,
I looked at it
Shane
again.
Goes,
like, oh, it says an hour and 30 minutes.
It's 30 minutes? It's been a while, right? And then
Eric just kept going, I don't know. Yeah,
which, to his credit, it did say an hour spelled out, and then 30 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So the 30 pops.
It pops.
So when he read that, he's like, oh, an hour and 30 minutes. And I was like, well, we were all kind of like, it's been half of that already. Might as well just wait the other half.
Yeah, we'd already Ubered there. We're not going to Uber somewhere else.
Yeah.
It was like off on its own in the German village, too.
Yeah, and the food was delicious.
That
place was beautiful. Like, it was a beautiful place.
What's that place called?
Like Butcher Town.
Butch House?
Hot.
Butcher Town.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe for some people.
Hot.
For
it
you,
was,
it might have been
great.
Hot.
I loved it.
It was delicious.
No, the setting was nice. The liquor was good.
Yeah, we had like a family style meal. They just brought stuff.
Yeah, we did. You did too.
Platters of meat to us, and we did.
I also had a family style meal.
Yeah, we did.
I don't mind waiting for a table as long as they serve you drinks.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wait for hours.
Sure.
As long as you serve me drinks while I'm waiting.
You could have just walked to the bar and got a drink.
I didn't know that. You didn't tell me.
It's a bar, Rick. There's a bar right there.
It wasn't a bar. It was a fire pit.
Yeah, it would have been.
It was hell back there. Spicy there was fire, charcoal,
Rick got
sulfur.
Rick goes up for bourbon, accidentally comes back with fireball.
He would not like that.
No, you would not, actually.
But, no, it was fun. I had good times there. Met some cool people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ran into Michelle, which surprised me.
Yeah,
from Escape Akron and stuff. So if you guys are ever looking for like escape rooms and stuff like that, they have Escape Akron and Canton here in Ohio. They're both really good.
We met some Black Sails fans.
Yeah, we did.
Factory of Terror.
The wonderful lady who has a podcast. Who's had a lot of the actors on
it's
there.
It's a podcast called Phantoms Deep. I think it's called.
Yeah.
Well, they were like, running that.
You know, it's funny.
She had a shirt on that said, "Ask me about Black Sails." I'm like, I've never seen anybody wear that kind of shirt, and I must go ask. So
well, what did you ask?
I sent Shane over.
He said, Shane, go ask that lady. Go ask that lady better shirt.
I had to fill out my press pass thing.
So what I normally do is I just point at people, like when I talk to them, you know, I go, Black Sails. She's, oh, okay. And then as soon as we start talking to her, she immediately recognized us.
Yep.
And she goes, she said that when we started reacting to Black Sails, there was like a lot of chatter about it because it kind of increase the volume of people watching it for a little bit, which is great because
more people
should watch that show.
Everyone should watch that show.
Yeah,
it's great.
So it's that was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but they were running their podcast while the show was going on, and she said a lot of the actors and stuff were over in what was it, Cape Town or where were they?
Yeah,
I forget where they were.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, they Cape Town, Africa.
So they were over there, and they didn't really have a ton to do when they weren't filming, and they would get a hold of them and say, "Hey, do you want come onto our podcast?" So they would. Online audio on their podcast and stuff, and they got to talk and ask questions with a lot of the actors and actresses and stuff too. And I can't, what was the podcast called?
Phantoms Deep, I think it's called like FA, like Phantoms.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's what
so
it is.
Check that out if you want
which
more.
Which I had listened
Black
to,
Sails,
I had listened to it before, but I didn't know them, I never seen their faces,
you know,
they're all audio,
right.
So yeah, that was cool. That was like the first thing that happened when we actually went to the con.
Yeah, that was the first thing.
That
was before we even picked up our badges or anything.
I believe it's Fathoms Deep.
Fathoms Deep.
That makes more sense. That's what I keep wanting to say.
That
makes much more sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phantoms. Okay. I'm seeing it spelled right in my head, but I'm saying it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you're dyslexic.
That's dyslexic.
No, I just got the word wrong. I'm allowed to have the word wrong.
Oh.
It's fine.
Okay.
You guys don't have to mock me.
We played a lot of Smash on the way down.
It was a mocking
time. Yeah,
in the car.
We did.
It was great.
That was fun. Yeah.
It's always weird because I'm not used to playing with like a Joy-Con Switch controller
I hate it. My hand was sore the next day.
Yeah. It's very weird.
You guys should get one of those grip things that you clip on and over your Switches. That way it gives it more of a Xbox
actually, at
controller.
E3, the gentleman who showed us that, it felt pretty good.
Yeah.
I have to say,
it feels really good.
It's more the weight than anything else, though, is the problem.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
You guys start doing biceps or something, man.
For me, it's the button layout.
There's going to be a smaller Switch coming out now.
Yeah.
There is. The Switch Lite, which is going to be smaller. The Joy-Cons do not come out, which is going to be a problem for some games. Mm-hmm. But if you can imagine, like, it's going to broaden the appeal for Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They need a Switch Deluxe now.
Yeah. Wild Arms is the one I think of first that would probably be hit worst by not being able to use the Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
Well, can you sync up other Joy-Cons to it?
I don't know. Yeah.
See, it's going to be the DS. I think it's going to be going away slowly, you know? Like, I feel like they've been supporting it less and less. And,
yeah.
Which sucks. I like the DS. The 3DS, I love the dual screen stuff. There's lots of things you can do with having the two screens there. It's great for a handheld. It closes up so you don't scratch up your screens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when that was announced, everyone thought it was this big mistake. Two screens, and if you look at it, it looks kind of unsightly.
Yeah.
If you just try to, like, imagine if you've never seen it before, it's like, what? This is weird looking. But it worked so well.
Is it weird if it's still called a Switch if you can't switch it from... That's the whole thing, like Switch, right?
You can still switch it from dock to portable, right?
You can't.
You can't.
Oh.
It's only portable.
Then I don't know why they're calling it a Switch then. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Just call it the new one.
I keep waiting in the trailers for that thing, but it never happens.
I don't remember that. Yeah, did they not do that?
I guess not. Well, I'm just saying they...
Yeah.
If it doesn't switch, why would they call it a Switch? It's like calling the DS and there's only one screen.
Maybe Switch Lite is just the working name.
Maybe.
Yeah, and another con's going on right now. Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So a lot of trailers are hitting. We've done quite a few this week already, some of which are up, some of which are going up.
Yeah, I'm sure a
lot of
people
some that we just missed from getting ready for the con and stuff that we just didn't have time to film or anything.
Which those are all up on our channel now, and then stuff that's coming out, like came out today, we've recorded some stuff and it's being edited, so.
What do you guys expect trailer-wise from Comic-Con?
Nah, I expect Star Wars.
I would love Star Wars.
Yeah. Even though I can't watch any of it, I would be excited for Star Wars trailers.
What?
Just the promise of more Star Wars. Come on.
Yeah.
You guys understand.
Yeah. I thought you said even though I can't watch it.
Yeah. I can't watch the new trailers of, like, Clone Wars and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
he means
like
if Clone Wars comes out.
Aaron was trying to find something. I was thinking of the movie.
Aaron was trying to pick something apart there. So I was curious on what Calvin meant because I didn't understand what he was meaning by.
Smell blood in the water.
Hmm?
No.
What's this?
I was just asking for clarification. Yeah.
So when does the new Star Wars movie come out?
December. Christmas. Yeah. Thank you, Santa.
Which is that's what Eric was referring to earlier was that, you know, it's December. There's not too much time before. Like, this would be a good time to drop a Star Wars new movie trailer.
Although it feels like a lot less. It's like 5 months.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I expect that. I mean, of course, you'll get like a lot of television show ones too. Marvel is going back to Hall H, which they weren't there last year. So I expect maybe some Black Widow stuff because I know they've been filming
What's so big about Hall H?
Hall H is like the big presentation there. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you have like a Hall H presentation schedule is generally seen that you're going to be doing something big there. You know,
I'm dying for a look into Doctor Strange 2.
That would be crazy.
I wonder if they love that movie.
That would be so great.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
then you just have like a the next phase like trailer where it's not a specific movie but it's like a 2 minute long like cut up of what's coming of new movies and Doctor Strange and Black Widow and Elementals or whatever.
It's like
it is.
What they did whenever when they announce like the Infinity War, like the phase three or whatever. Maybe do something like that for the next phase, you know, and end with like we're doing X-Men or something, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Like, oh my god,
in 5 years, X-Men. That was pretty because that was cool. Like they had like this timeline, they were just filling it in, you know?
Yeah, as they went.
Yeah, as they went. Yeah. I don't know if you guys had ever seen it, but they had a really cool thing where they came up with Captain America 3 and it said Captain America Serpent Society on it. And people are like, oh, cool, you know? And then, like, he comes back later. He's like, you know, I'm kind of having buyer's remorse on this title. Like, I just don't like it. Can we change that up? And then it changes to Captain America, Civil War. People go fucking nuts.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe something like that. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I would like it. Mm. It would be enjoyable.
What else is going to Comic-Con this year? I mean, again, like all the DC TV shows that we watch will be there.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I want them to uncancel Swamp Thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was shocked that they canceled
after
the first episode.
I heard the premiere like was crazy good.
I heard the season was good, but it just cost a lot of money.
It's a matter of like, you know, you film it in a certain spot. I think they filmed it in Louisiana, but there was something to do with like tax incentives or something that it didn't work out.
That they hadn't factored in or something.
And they had built built a swamp in a warehouse, and it would have costed so much just to keep it going to be able to shoot it again, you know?
Yeah.
And they decided to axe it.
Yeah, because it's just going to be too much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, that
sucks. We'll see what happens.
Terrible.
But I mean, if we ever get there, I definitely would want to still do the show, you know?
I mean, do it, but I mean, what to say they don't take Swamp Thing and utilize him in something or a crossover, and it's not like another Swamp Thing series, but you could like, spend
yeah, you know what?
Else, you
Swamp
know?
Thing's a Titan now. How about that? We'll make him a Teen Titan.
Yeah. I would take an animated movie, personally.
Yeah.
Just give me anything. Anything sure. Swamp Thing.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah. We could have something like that happen. I don't know. So, I definitely want to watch it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fastest Fool.
Yeah. Game of Thrones will be there, which is surprising to me. Like
for their new, like, spinoff ideas?
I think it's more of like a postmortem, like
wrap up,
more like
of
a wrap
stuff.
Up of stuff. So, I'm imagining they're ready for possible backlash.
Yeah,
because you know there was a lot of that in the big fandoms and stuff like that. So, you know,
we went
to Con of Thrones, and there was a lot of like, you know what, we didn't love the ending, but we still really love the show.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
there's a lot of very positive fans there with very varying opinions.
Well, a lot of cool cosplay, man.
Oh yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that was
cool. I think it had some time for the heat to die down.
It did
as well.
Yeah. I like
if everyone had gotten together right after the last episode. I don't. Feel
yeah,
like
there might have been some.
The
fights.
Statements would have been Sodom quite so calm.
I like what like someone kind of referenced it or compared it to a like a vacation where like you went on this really cool vacation for like 7 days, mm-hmm. and at the end of it, like on the last day, you like wrecked your jet ski and broke your arm. And like sure that kind of that screwed up the end of your vacation and stuff, but it was still a good vacation for the rest of it. You're just upset when you're on your way home because you're fucking you don't have your wallet, so you don't have your ID, you have trouble getting back on the plane, you know, things like that. So it was I mean, don't hate on don't hate on everything just because you maybe didn't like an ending or something, you know.
People in our chat are saying that Dave and Dan were going to be there, but now they're not going to be there. So I guess that's a way of avoiding.
Yeah,
probably.
Anyway, and then like some people said too, like Mandalorian might
Mandalorian would be a good one. Yeah. I'd love to see some more of that.
Yeah. Mandalorian would be amazing to see more.
November and The Witcher. I'd like to see some Witcher stuff, like an actual trailer. We've only seen
teasers and
photos so far.
Know, we might see the Mandalorian before we'd see a Star Wars trailer.
Probably.
Actually,
That's November, isn't it?
Yeah, November. Yeah. Same with the Witcher.
Yeah.
And
Witcher trailer would be cool.
Yeah, Witcher trailer would be sweet.
Yeah, keep our eyes peeled. Chat, let us know.
Yeah.
Usually Discord does too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're always posting in there and being like, guys, look at this. Yeah. There's some editors that'll be like, guys, look at these. Check these out. I'm like, oh, okay.
Holy
Let's
shit.
Let's find time at some point to do it.
What just happened?
So
a bunch of gifted subs. Thanks.
20. Jeez, okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll definitely
Thank you
will.
So much. So what's your guys' favorite thing of the week? Because I know mine.
Well, I was going to say Con of Thrones was great, but we also launched our new D&D.
It's up on YouTube.
It's up
now.
On YouTube, so anybody can go and watch it. And that was a lot of fun.
And then the second episode will be up Sunday on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now that currently is an every other week thing. It alternates with game night. So I saw some comments and people were like, I can't wait till next week.
Sure.
I'm like, you're going
to
be sad.
You have to wait 2 weeks. I'm sorry. So, yeah. But anyway, I'm having fun with it. I'm really excited to do the D&D and the campaign. And
me too.
I feel like these characters we're all more attached to because we've been able to build them and create backstories for them. And, and I think it's fun.
All the more pleasure to kill them.
You think I kill them? You're not killing me, Rick. Not killing me, Rick.
Yeah, I really like... we're a bit ahead of what people have seen, but there was a moment where you did something that I felt like I helped you work through some issues of your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a therapy session almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
I did.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it's good to see a lot of positive reception so far, because, you know, a lot of people have seen Critical Role and things,
mm-hmm.
and like, you know, those guys are professional voice actors.
Oh yeah,
and have been doing D&D a long time.
Yeah.
So you know that comparison is there, but to still see a lot of very positive people that can't wait to see what happens next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're definitely not professional voice actors or anything, but we have fun and we like stories.
I mean, technically, right? We are professional voice actors. We're getting paid.
Not for our voices.
No.
And not to act.
Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna call Regis Philbin a voice actor.
Why Regis Philbin?
I don't know. He's the first person I can think of.
That's the first person you think of?
That's the first person I think of. Like, he's on like a talk show for a long time.
Regis Philbin is your go-to.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
From Regis and...
Who
Regis
wants to be a millionaire?
I always want to say Regis and Kathy Lee, but it's not even that.
There was Regis and Kathy Lee and Regis and Kelly. Yeah. And now it's not even Regis and Kelly because he retired and it's Kelly and like, I don't know, her husband or something.
Okay.
And then he used to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
Right?
Regis Philbin.
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 Yeah, Philbin. Philbin.
Yeah. You can see it in your head, but you're just saying it wrong.
I got mocked again. So you were mocking.
So, but no, yeah.
No one's allowed to say anything wrong in my presence. That's what I got from you, Aaron.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying in his head.
So,
Yeah. He was a little Nicky.
Yeah.
What?
He was, wasn't he?
He was a little Nicky.
Fashion him with the in her head.
Yeah. That was him, wasn't it?
That's
Oh, my gosh. When you said that, my first thought was thinking of Happy Gilmore, and I was thinking, like, no, that was fucking the Price is Right guy.
Bob Barker.
Price is wrong, bitch.
So, Shay, what was your favorite thing of the week?
When I was at Con of Thrones, just foam sword fighting was, you know, you'll see more of that stuff on the vlog, but we could probably talk about it a little bit. I grew up doing a lot of that stuff. It was a lot of fun to find, like, guys, you know, around, you know, some of them older, some of them younger, that they take it very seriously. So it was a lot of fun. We got in there and fought a bunch of people.
Yeah.
The normies were there as well.
Well, I just, I love meeting people that are passionate about whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and can want to share that with you.
Yeah. They can and will talk to you about it for 2 hours.
Yes.
We talked to a gentleman who was, an archer who, like, I guess I just underestimated. Like, I was like, these fucks with their fucking bow and arrow. Like, you told, like, when you described it to me at.
No, he was so much better than any, like, foam archer I've ever seen.
Yeah. Because he's like what I would
but
be.
But he's using a real fucking arrow.
Sure. Yeah, he's using a real arrow.
Yeah. Just with a foam arrowhead, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It, I mean, it's a carbon fiber arrow.
Oh, my
just
God.
Switch up the end. What the hell are you doing?
I just want to react to the trailer right now. We should do it on here. The Top Gun trailer. Top Gun.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
Top
Gun. We'll do it later.
Top Gun Maverick. We'll do it
later. Ah, so many.
I wasn't going to interrupt our discussion for the Top Gun trailer being
for an amazing trailer.
We don't know if it's amazing yet.
As Tom Cruise. How can it not be?
That's true. Yeah, it should be great. I definitely want to see it.
Well, give me an example. Give me an example, Calvin. Stuff,
but I mean...
Yeah, name one.
What?
One Tom Cruise movie terrible. That's not... That's, that makes me cry. It doesn't make me cry.
Name one bad
Everyone
Tom Cruise
makes
movie.
No, they're
cry.
All good, man.
That's not a good thing. Vanilla Sky, because I don't understand it.
No. Did you see it?
Yeah, I don't like kid. I don't remember.
Isn't that a Stanley Kubrick movie?
Well, you can say why you don't like him. Like what he did to you. I hate this charitable man. I hate him.
But no, the...
I mean, he is... There are some weird things with him.
Oh, yeah.
But, he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
He runs so fast.
I love his acting. I like Michael Jackson's music.
Me too.
Regardless of anything else.
Yeah.
That's about
some
their
other,
characters.
Some other people we can feel weird about.
That you like, but...
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey, Bill Cosby.
Well, those are some people that you can feel weird about.
Yeah, I feel weird about that latter one quite a bit.
Allison Mack from Smallville.
I never watched a lot of Bill Cosby.
See, I love Chloe in Smallville, but then all the stories of her and stuff afterwards is like, oh, man, why?
Yeah.
Damn.
And for those not in the joke, Tom Cruise has been in bad movies. We just like to mock Calvin because he doesn't like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
But he didn't give any examples. I give one.
Vanilla Sky
I remember watching Vanilla Sky.
Was very acclaimed.
It was so weird. I didn't understand anything that was going on, but I was probably like, I don't know, 9 or 10 when I watched it.
Yeah, you probably just watched it.
And I'm like, I don't have a fucking clue what's going on. He's just running like he does.
Well,
and he like jumps off a bridge or something. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
when I was a kid,
an example I would use is probably The Mummy, but like...
The Mummy's not very
good.
But
he was... Like, he didn't have all the control he wanted. Like, Russell Crowe was in it.
Of all the problems in The Mummy, none of them were Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
At all.
I haven't seen that.
They're great. And the author of the books loved them.
Yeah, my dad loves those movies. You're insulting my father.
Well,
I've seen one of them.
He can have a different opinion than me. And
no.
Not
insulting. Well, as long as I like him and the creator likes him.
Yeah.
The creator. I watched, I think, first Jack Reacher or something like that. And I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really want to watch, isn't there like the new series with Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, from The Office.
I want to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's really
isn't
good.
Isn't that what
John Krasinski?
It's an Amazon
series,
Prime.
Right?
John Krasinski.
I really want to watch that. I haven't watched that one yet. But I'm excited for that.
He just said A Quiet Place 2 is filming.
Did he?
Yeah, so.
I haven't seen the first one. I want to.
It's great. It's fucking great.
Best thing of the week for Calvin?
Well, Mailbag was pretty awesome. It was pretty special.
Yes.
Really enjoyed Con of Thrones.
Yeah, happy birthday to Calvin.
What day is your birthday?
Saturday.
Saturday?
It's the 20th.
Gotcha. Nice.
What's your favorite birthday memory? Did you guys have birthday parties and shit when you were younger? Everyone get together?
I mean, not very much.
Hell no, we didn't do that shit at all.
I remember my favorite birthday memory. 9 months later, I got Leon, so I can't really talk about it too much.
Well, you've told us all we need to know. But no, there was 1 year.
Nerf guns?
Huh? Yeah, there were Nerf guns involved.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to what it involved. It was great, though.
No, it was 1 year, like, everybody... It was actually when I was a bit older, and like, I think less I had a job and stuff like that. And it was on a weekday, so like we waited for everybody to get home from work and everything. Yeah. Then we had like a small party for me.
That's
like
nice.
A basic cake, and I think we made homemade ice cream. And it was great. It was fun.
I don't even remember if it was my birthday, but we were celebrating someone's birthday. It might have been mine at D&D at Roberts. And we had like a dragon cake.
And was that for birthday or was that just because we wanted a cake?
Pretty sure it was someone's birthday.
Because we had a dragon cake like 3 times that I remember there.
We did. There were 5 of us. So You know.
I didn't think it was for a birthday every time. I thought it was just because, like, we need a fucking cake. It's cool. Look at this dragon. One was had three heads.
It did. That's possible.
But they were sweet. If that wasn't a birthday, sure. That's a great birthday time, though.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I've had a couple memorable ones. They were all when I was older, when I had, like, my friends, and then they celebrated my birthday. For some reason, like, I guess, I really remember when you and Aaron lived at Ingleside, and then Rick bought me an ice cream cake. Like, you guys all
ice
put
ice cream in, cakes are the best.
Yeah. And then we all just hung out, played games, and I think I played that werewolf game for the very first time.
Werewolf.
And I had some friends from Giant Eagle come.
Yeah.
And we were all at Ingleside. I don't know if you remember that, Eric.
I remember.
That was pretty fun.
For this last birthday, I bought Maggie an ice cream cake, and she was so disappointed.
Oh,
she does not really like ice cream cakes.
Oh my God.
What the hell, Calvin?
Fucking don't grubs. Blame me. I like them.
Fucking grubs, man.
It's Martin now.
Nope. She's a grub by blood.
Nope.
She's a blood grub.
I can remember for a birthday being at my grandma's, opening presents, and I opened up the Tim Burton Batmobile, like the box number
the
opening
die
up.
Cast?
Yeah, from the second movie though. From with Penguin and Catwoman.
Yeah.
Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Because you could press a button on the top and the sides would split off and you can go through alleys.
Oh my God. That's so fucking cool.
One of the best
Eric.
Birthday gifts I ever got.
That's so cool.
I mean, it's not, but it's one I remember like from my childhood.
Sure.
You know?
Thank you, everybody, wishing me happy birthday.
I can't remember any
how old are you?
Presents for my birthday.
Well, how old will you be?
I will be 27.
27.
Didn't you used to celebrate yours in the summer?
Well, I did because I had a January 18th birthday.
Yeah.
And my family, where we lived, was down this hill. My driveway was like this. And at the bottom of the hill, when you think you've made it, there's a bridge and it's a ditch and you just fall off and die.
You die.
Like,
yep.
So, like, people would either come down or it would be too bad of weather and they wouldn't even attempt it.
Yeah.
But if they did come down, then they'd get stuck half the time.
So they skipped your birthday until
so
we
would
6 months later?
Yeah, we just hold off on like a birthday party and just do it in like the summer or in the spring when like people could visit or like go have it somewhere else or something like that. But yeah, so no. I remember having like a birthday party one time and then I had to leave for a like a band competition and I had to you can laugh, Shane. I had to drive up my driveway, and it was so icy I couldn't. So all my buddies who were there, they had been drinking, were trying to push this it was a GMC Jimmy up this hill on this ice. They're slipping around, trying to push. It was terrible. But
so dangerous.
We made it. We got out.
Yeah,
good job.
Oh man. But no, like once you start going up, and then you realize, oh, I'm not gonna make it, and you start trying to come down, and then the ice starts sliding. You can't just control where you're going exactly, and you start going down the hill, which then takes you to the ditch.
Yeah.
It is terrible.
Sounds like you're trying to trap people.
Yeah, it's a terrible place.
Yeah, it is awful.
God.
That's why I don't visit my family.
I was so glad I was able to vote for the date for the family reunion, and it won, and it was when I was out of town. Yeah,
nice.
I was gone.
Last year was one of my best birthdays as well because it was on WaveCon.
Ooh.
And it will be again this year.
Ooh.
My birthday is the last day of WaveCon. So be the day I have to be outside.
Yep.
To celebrate Rick's birthday, we will take him outside into the weather.
Make sure you guys check out WaveCon at blindwood.net.
Yeah, I'm excited for WaveCon. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something else and now I forgot.
Yeah, WaveCon is soon.
Super soon.
Yeah. Fucking soon, man.
I'm sure we're all prepared. We all have everything taken care of. That we need to.
Yes, we are all.
Mine is like,
well,
my event's like 40% done. Like 20%
done. Eric! Yeah.
Well,
I'll help if you need
I think I had the most involved, like, getting it ready, though.
Yeah. As far as all that goes, make sure if you guys haven't, you sign up if you're wanting to come so that we kind of have a head count for who's going to be where.
Yes. Yep.
And if you want to join the Valley Gym, like, prom thing that we have
the
going
formal.
On, make sure you guys buy a ticket for that because that should be closing by the end of the month.
Yep.
Because we need a head count for them so they have enough food and everything and we know what we're going to be getting there.
We should just overestimate
so we
have more food.
We can to an extent, but I mean, it just costs us more.
Yeah, but we can eat it.
Huh?
We'll just eat more food.
Well, I mean, we can't eat all the food. Eric's like, I don't understand.
Where's the problem
here? I just did a gym from the office. Look at the camera.
Uh-oh.
It might be a treat stream. I don't know.
Treat stream?
I went last time.
Everyone's playing chicken.
Agent J.
Calvin, you make them walk up the stairs.
There'd be wings.
Wings.
Thank you.
Oh, wings are
so
good.
I love wings.
I love wings. My day just got better.
Dude, wings are like, I don't know what's so great about wings. What is so great about wings?
Chicken.
They're so, I know, I love chicken.
Skin. There's a lot of skin.
Did I talk about this? I got a grill. Did I talk about that?
You mentioned it to me, but not on the podcast.
Yeah, I got a new grill, which the gathering of it.
Oh, in front of your car?
No.
Okay.
And not for my teeth either. No, not that one. Okay. So I went and got it at Sam's Club. And when I left that day, I was also going to like this bookstore place over in Vienna. And then when I left there, I found Super Retro Land that had been over on like Southside 7th Street area.
Yeah,
and then they went to Athens, and now they're over in Vienna.
Yeah.
And they just have a bunch of retro stuff.
That's cool.
That's where there's this D&D
They have a Dungeons and Dragons pinball machine.
Holy shit.
Which is on one of my to buys list if I ever find it at a reasonable price.
I took a picture and sent it. Rick's like, where is it? Is it for sale? And I sent him a picture.
I remember that, but the picture didn't go through for me.
Like I got the text. Like I heard it. I booked it up. I'm like, oh, Aaron. And then it like as I was looking at it, Rick messaged like seconds later.
And then I sent a picture of another one. He's like, that doesn't answer my question.
That doesn't answer any of my questions.
Thank you for treats.
So, but no, I was excited about that. Every Wednesday they have like a Smash Brothers tournament and stuff over there, which is great.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had spent a long time there, and then Melanie was mad because I wasn't home yet. So I went to Sam's Club and I was trying to hurry and find this grill that she wanted me to get, and I could not find the one she had looked up online. Yeah. But I found another one. And I was like, man, I'll just get this one. So I was trying to double check on that. And then I decided to get that one. It is a propane and smoker.
Huh.
Which is great.
Sorry. Thank you.
Eric just like woke up thinking about propane and smoker.
It was just so surprising.
Calvin,
this came out of nowhere.
You have to throw plates from there, right?
He must. He got to get in front of it and then throw plates.
He just did it through plates, and all you can see was Calvin's ass.
His microphones
were like, yeah.
He messed up the audio in the video.
But no, when I waited, three people showed up to help me get it on a cart.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they left.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I might need help getting in my truck. And they said, there's people out there for that. Tell the guy at the door. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went and I told the guy at the door. He's like, okay. And he did a little radio. Hey, grenade, da da da.
Sure.
And I waited outside for like 10, 15 minutes. And just no one came. And there was nobody there. And I'm like, man, Melanie's already mad. I'm running late. I'm just going to take it to my truck. So I just carted it over to my truck and put this grill in the back of my truck by myself. it was terrible. But I got it in there. Brought it back home, built it, and didn't cook anything on the first day. Calvin, do you have to stand there to give us this?
Thank you. I appreciate it, Calvin.
No, you probably have that one, right?
He wants to have a grand reveal that he gave me the biggest cup.
Is that what it is? Is he hiding the...
I forgot about when you were sick that one time, Eric.
I was going to say, no, don't give me Doctor Who.
I forgot when you were sick that one time.
What time?
When you were throwing up and you asked for a cup of water, I got you a bucket.
Yeah, like even now, Shane. Even now in my sickness.
But I had a little cup in there.
You did.
Yeah. Calvin booty shots for his B-Day. But anyway, no, the grilling is fun. I like it. I've never smoked anything. I've smoked once now.
That's not what you told me.
Well, I've never smoked meat.
Oh.
So I've done it once with like this roast. It came out really good. I liked it. But I don't know how to do anything else.
And is that frustrating?
Eric? Yeah, it's fucking lazy Susan. It's moving all over the place.
I'll find out eventually.
Who was Susan?
Eric,
no, I would not be happy about that.
I don't know.
Is it your brother-in-law who smokes meat all the time?
All the time. He's so good. Justin,
we did his wedding.
Yeah.
Like I need to learn to do that and figure out what I can smoke and how to smoke it and what to put on it.
Yeah. He'll do it for like 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know how to work this thing quite yet because like I set it on like 185 and it was up to like 230. And I'm like, what? I want it to be lower. But like maybe that's supposed to be the temperature of the meat inside.
Yeah.
I don't know what the temperatures mean. So I expected 185 to be 185.
Maybe?
It didn't say it told me how to build it.
Smoke meat every day.
So but no, it's really cool. I'm really excited about the grill.
Thank you, Calvin, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for getting it. And getting cups. And for showing your booty for like three, 4 or 5 minutes.
Aaron, did you have a favorite thing of the week?
I guess my favorite thing has been like over the course of this week, I've been just trying to build Mario Maker levels.
Mm.
It's tricky.
Mario Maker 2.
Yeah, I've been trying to like make good levels, also make some challenging levels, make some fun levels, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we're planning on playing Mario Maker 2 tomorrow for group stream, and I've been making levels for you guys to try to beat.
Right.
So I want them to be somewhat challenging because I want you guys to try to beat them, you know? So
now, I came in to your guys' room one morning, and Shane was playing through like one of the first drafts of your levels.
Yeah.
And like he got angry when I came in because he was going to have to share. And he was like, oh, I'm playing this level until I beat it. And it was probably a good, like, 15, 20 minutes.
I got a little impatient.
That he just died over and over and over.
There was a level that I had made that was about patience. Like, it wasn't the auto-scroller where it pushes you, but you couldn't go any faster than what I was allowing you to go.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst kind of level for me. I like to sprint through them. The first thing I did, Rick, is if you're playing this level, like, I ran and jumped and just jumped off.
That's what you told me, yeah.
Just, you know, hoping I can, like, run, like, sure, sprint and do some kind of, like,
cool move.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But there was just nothing there.
So, what I'll probably do, too, is maybe tonight, I've been slowly uploading them. So maybe I'll tweet out, like, the IDs of the levels.
Okay.
And if any of the viewers want to be able to play them, they can mess around and play them before stream tomorrow and stuff, too.
So that's what we're doing for stream tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we're going to play those. Sweet. And then, like, viewers can already play them or play them while we're streaming or something like that. Yeah. And then that way they have an idea. And it might give me some ideas of, like, well, fuck, I didn't know this was broken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I can beat them all.
When you upload a level, can you watch somebody's, like, attempt at it? If they, like, let's say, like, there's a person that beats it in, like, a minute more than you thought they would be possible. Could you, like, watch them do that, or would they have to upload it separately?
I don't know, because I've...
That would be cool.
I've uploaded two. One guy played one level twice.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Okay.
So I don't know of a way to watch him. He didn't beat it, so I'm guessing he tried it twice, gave up. So I'll see what happens at some point, but...
This is one of my other favorite things for the week.
Well,
I guess...
The end of my story. I beat the level Shane struggled with so much my first time.
He did. He did. So I will say he watched me many times, and he, you know, I was a lot closer on my first few attempts. They got worse as I went along.
I mean, that one, a lot of it is like learning what's coming so that you can be ready.
Yeah.
But it was a fun one. I enjoyed it. So I'm hoping, I hope I have some other ones that are like that are fun. There's a couple that I needed to change a lot of. So I'm going to try to revamp some of those.
All right, so you want to watch this?
Yes, I do. This is from my phone. There's a gentleman who filmed me doing this in slow motion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got to mess around with one of the guys who do archery, and this is like the 50th try. But he shot an arrow, and I caught it.
Hey, yeah! You just say that was first try.
First try.
First try.
101st. No, it's cool.
That'll be flushed out in the vlog. It's going to be it's like my favorite thing of the week. It's so cool. Yeah. I really wanted us to get together and do that, or do our own version of it.
It was a lot of fun hanging out with those guys, and yeah, like they inspired me to want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, me and Eric have done a version of it forever. Like, I guess if I did it, I would say you can block arrows. You know, I understand why they don't do it, but. Yeah. I mean, it's real cool. It's like the spirit of what we've always done. It's all there, the intensity, and it's amazing. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And what's it called?
Foam fighting.
Well, yeah, but like they're like the
that
actual game.
That one's called
Beauregard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beauregard. It's a weird name, but I guess it's a Tolkien word. That's what they said.
Tolkien. What?
It's a Tolkien word.
Yeah.
Tolkien.
Well, let's see. My favorite thing of the week, I've been playing a lot of Spider-Man on PS4. I started it months back. I got to the first Mary Jane section and I just stopped. It's like, well, this game, nope. Yeah.
So that was around like episode 6 timeline, right? Because you have your 5 episode rule.
Yeah. I decided to give it the benefit of the doubt because my friends love it so much.
I love it.
That now I'm far past that. I've had like 3 or 4 Mary Jane levels, which don't get better.
They're not my favorite part.
But the stuff outside of that is pretty good.
Yeah.
I just beat Mr. Negative.
Mm-hmm.
So I beat that boss, and now I'm going to see what the next threat is.
Yeah.
Seems to be getting bigger and bigger. I love how they keep teasing the Dr. Octopus stuff. Mm-hmm. That's like my favorite thing in the game, of how they just keep dropping stuff. And it's like, here it comes. Nope, not today.
Right.
Not today.
See, I know you normally really don't like open world games at all.
Yeah.
But there are a few you love, like The Witcher, like
sure,
Arkham Asylum, like Arkham City, you know.
I don't love Arkham City, or like Arkham Asylum is by far my favorite.
By far?
By far. my favorite of all of those.
I don't know. It's close. They're all pretty good. Arkham Knight being my least favorite.
I really like the combat in Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
And I still like the combat better in Arkham, and maybe even in like Shadows of Mordor than I do in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I like Spider-Man better than like a Sleeping Dogs, which I really like Sleeping Dogs as well, which is another open world game.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, that being said, it's pretty damn good, isn't it?
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, personally, I wish I just went from one main mission to the next and the next and the next, because none of the side missions have blown me away.
Really? Do you love the freedom of just swinging how well it's done?
Yeah.
You don't think it's well done?
I mean, it's well done, but it's not my thing.
Okay, I get you.
It's like, you know, it's... Normally, I'm just taking the subway.
Okay.
Because I just want to get from one thing to the next.
Okay.
You take the subway in Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, that's your gameplay. I swung it. I didn't even get the trophy. I had to look up because there's a trophy for riding the subway 5 times.
Yeah.
I didn't get that until like I'd beaten the game because I rode it once when it made me.
Yeah.
And I just swung everywhere because it was fun.
Like, yeah.
And I enjoyed it. And you would just find crimes every once in a while.
It's an achievement to ride it 5 times.
I have a question. When you defeat Mr. Negative, do you gain his powers?
No. It's not like Mega Man.
I'm just trying to understand why you don't like web swinging.
Why Rick is this way?
Well,
I mean, also explain Aaron.
The web swinging, the web swinging is great, and like I think it's fun, but it's not as fun as
the subway.
Story.
Subway.
No, I get you. I get you.
That loading screen, man.
I get you, Rick. I get you.
I mean, I absolutely love the open world gameplay and going from one place to another. However, I equally and separately love the characters in the story.
Sure.
See, I would spend, it was in Spider-Man 2, and whenever that came out on PS2, I would spend so much time just, like, free, like, traveling through the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, just web-slinging. I'd be like, man, this day sucked. I'm going to web-sling through the city, clear my head.
Yeah.
And that's all I would do. I wouldn't even fight crime or anything. So, like, this one, everything works so well, running on the walls, and I'm like, man, I love the web-sling of it. So.
Yeah, it feels really good. And because I only do the story stuff while Maggie and Evie are all there together. So I've been doing a lot of the side stuff. Like, I caught all the pigeons.
Okay, so, like, when they're not there, you do that stuff?
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Okay, that makes sense, then.
Because
you got to do some of those to get, like...
Because I beat Tombstone.
The tokens and all that stuff, too, for, like, unlocking new things.
Yeah. I've done a few of the challenge stuff. Like, I'm well rich in tokens. But even in, like, The Witcher 3, like, I didn't love going from one place to the other. Like, sure, it's beautiful, but I would rather have a... tightly paced, directed, designed experience in my games rather than have freedom, personally.
No, I get that. Like, honestly, it takes a lot for me to get into an open world game. Like, it's got to be highly praised, like, you know, well-respected and highly reviewed. And then I just have to, like, have clear my plate pretty much, and then I can get into it after that. Hmm. But
see, I love traveling to new places for sure a few times, like, without any of that, and then... Once I've kind of gone through the area and I kind of know it, I'll fast travel then. Like, especially in...
Skyrim?
Yeah, Skyrim. Like, Skyrim, I'll spend a lot of time kind of exploring and stuff. But then, like, you know, if I just fast travel from this spot to that one spot I've been, I might miss all this other stuff in between that I'll never know is there if I fast travel. So I like to walk around a lot to try to discover new things in games like that.
It's like, for me...
In Spider-Man, for example, you also have, like, just random crimes. So if you're riding the subway, it takes you longer to get all those random crimes to... pop-ups that you can finish them.
Sure. Yeah, like, for me, the more open a game is, the more I see the walls, if that makes sense. Like, I see the flaws, I guess. Like, I think Spider-Man does it really well, but because it's not perfect, I hate it all the more.
Yeah, play Grand Theft Auto 5, though, Rick.
But that makes sense.
I don't know. I never saw any issues where I'm like, man, it seems so fake that I can think of. There's a couple times where, like, some of the webbing, like, you attack a guy with the web and he gets stuck on something weird, and it's like, well, that looks weird.
Well, it's like, you know, the random crime stuff. You know, like, you've got these shootouts going in through town, like, with the dudes with the laser guns, the Sable group, and, like, the cops. It's like, there would be so much destruction, like, this... You know, the military would be here, like, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, Sable is, like, they're PMC, aren't they? They are, like, a military group.
Yeah, but they're not the military.
They're not the U.S. military is what he's saying, like.
Yeah, like, you know.
The National Guard coming in.
There would be a state of disaster in New York, right?
If, I mean, okay.
Just, well, they know they have Spider-Man, never. Right?
I don't honestly, know.
You're in a superhero world.
Yeah.
Things are different. You also have the PMC group that's there, who is the military, who is there for superhero beings. The military itself may not be the ones to handle superhero beings. So.
Maybe.
And also in like Avengers, like we didn't see any like military or anything there. It was just like the cops and stuff that were already there.
That's true. But because in Spider-Man, you can go through this city, like people are just going through their days mm-hmm. and they're like, man, I'm late for work, you know? And it's like people don't respond to the world in a way that I feel that they should. Like there's just been this giant firefight. And I just beat up all these dudes and they're still like talking about whatever.
It's also know? Just New York. They do that in New York.
Shit happens in New York.
Like, crazy shit
you
see
in New
York.
You see crazy
stuff
and
day.
You move on. That's what happens.
And, you know, that kind of stuff happens in The Witcher, too. But it's just, I don't know. I've never felt an open world game has immersed me the way that something that the designers have planned every single interaction in the game has done. If that makes sense.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
I haven't played Grand Theft Auto 5.
I love GTA 5. I've GTA still 5 never
is
beaten
by
that game.
Far
it's
the
came
best
out
one.
On like how many consoles? PC, PS4.
It's in VR, know. Right?
It's everywhere.
It's one of those few games. I actually didn't beat it. I played through a quarter of it once and half of it once. And I played it on my first PlayStation. Now I have a new one. And I want to replay through it again and beat it. The characters are amazing. The world is awesome. I think because I straight up didn't like Grand Theft Auto 4. Didn't like it at yeah. all. Even though it was like.
It's the highest rated one.
I think you might be right. I mean,
it
I
was the highest rated game for a while.
Yeah. And I recognize anyway. His achievements, but San Andreas was like my favorite. And then now this one.
I only played 3 in Vice City.
You know, someone
3 is good, but San Andreas is just awesome.
Yeah. San Andreas is great. I love that one. Atoya was said that besides Rick needing a better suspension of disbelief, someone did recommend about the new Red Dead, which I played mm-hmm. that one, and I stopped playing it. Because it was too real,
was too immersive.
And I was bored. Mm. So why don't you should play that one, Rick. See what yeah. you think of that one. Because it was, like, I was walking around like a train trying to see what there was there. And I'd walk around, and it took me so long to find anything that I find something. It took me so long to open it. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't know. So, I mean,
well,
it's
there's
very,
a balance. There's a
it's
balance.
Very real. It's a pretty good one.
I might have to try it.
I'm sorry, Daniel. He says, blasphemy.
Another cool thing from this week is we hit a milestone.
Yeah, the 420
yeah.
K and video.
We had a 420K video that people, like a lot of you guys and members of Discord put together, mm-hmm. and it was just amazing. So that was another one of my favorite things
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that was a good moment. That was really fun.
Yeah.
There is more, I want to say more creative as far as like individual videos
yeah.
within that. Like I know like the last time that they did one, like they did a lot of stuff with like models and all this yeah. kind of mm-hmm. thing and whatnot, but a lot of it was still just the
editors were really creative.
Yeah, this one though, it seemed like the people doing an individual video and stuff. Like, oh man, I'm trying to remember what all there was. I know Billy was in it. There was Tone.
Well, just like Phenom Taker
really
with his dog.
Phenom Taker with his dog. Was the best. Yeah. I love that yeah. one.
It was just you know such a small thing, but it was so funny.
There's a few people who messaged me and they're like, hey, I didn't know you guys were making this. I'm sorry, but congrats. And I'm like, well, to those people, I guess just get on Discord and just, you know, keep your ear to the ground.
Yeah, I don't know where they put that stuff together, if it's in the Super Secret channel.
It's got to be in the Super Secret channel.
Or if it's like a new channel that they make.
Yeah, so just, you know, yeah. be active on there and get to know everyone. Everyone's real kind for the most part. So, yeah, that's a good place to start is on Discord. But thank you for that video. It was seriously awesome. Really sweet and just... It just gave me a good shot in the arm for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Rest of okay. the week. So,
any still other favorite things? Everyone good?
That cute doggo.
And
my car broke down. And my credit card was stolen.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Within like 2 days. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I was able
yeah,
to
but you said it so much funnier, like yesterday.
Both of your vehicles broke down.
Yeah, they actually did. Because I just haven't driven my truck much at all. Mm-mm. So when I started driving it, it also broke down.
So you have your car,
yep.
and it was broken.
Yes.
And you're like, I need to take this somewhere. But yep. I can't drive it right now, so I'm going to drive my truck,
yes.
which I haven't driven for a while.
A long time.
So you got in that to leave to come to work.
Brakes snapped.
The brakes.
Now
the
brakes. Your driveway.
You live on a very steep hill.
I do.
Your driveway is like a hill that comes down. But not only do you have a hill there that comes down, then you have a driveway in front of your house
yes.
that still goes down.
Yeah.
So both ways you're going down.
Yep. Almost straight down.
But
went straight down, couldn't stop, didn't think about using my emergency brake at all, just whipped it and then whipped into my other driveway and coasted to a stop and put on the emergency brake. I'm like, well, I'm going to go rent a car.
Yeah. Well, you were weighing some options.
Yeah, I was, but the day that I was thinking about, well, I could just buy a bike and bike to work because it won't take me 15 minutes, it was pissing down in the rain. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Fuck
Calvin,
that.
Take me, because we had to go to the Enterprise anyway. Yeah. So
Aaron's like, thank you, God.
Right? Making my mind up for me.
Exactly.
But, I mean, you really had nothing to worry about because it wasn't in Columbus and it wasn't in Arby's.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And then but with the card, I just, you know,
that
you know, the bank that I used is awesome, had fraud detection, was able to like be like, hey. Like, the lady I talked to was like, so, have you been in Seattle, Washington? And I said, yeah. She's like, this morning? I'm like, no. Like, 2 years ago. She's like, oh, okay. Well, someone's using your card to buy clothes in Seattle, Washington. Two $200 charges. And I'm like, well, you know what? That's not me.
And then, wasn't there more charges?
Yeah, there was those two, and then there was a $2.50 charge to a car wash.
I thought you said it was like 200 or something.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said
when
it was
you said 250 before,
yeah.
I think all of us interpreted it as $250 yeah. at a car wash.
Yeah.
That's why
Rick
we were
was
all like,
yeah.
Well,
Rick was like,
what
hey, that's a lot.
Hell?
And you didn't, say, you didn't correct it.
Yeah, you didn't say anything. I was like, holy shit,
what could you possibly buy at a car wash?
That's what we were saying.
A car wash, a hand wax.
You guys just accepted it? You're ridiculous.
Why would you ever explore any other possibility?
Why would you ever accept that as an option?
Because when someone says something, I don't like to explore other possibilities.
Ridiculous. Because Rick was like, that sounds like a lot. And you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, man, it sucks.
I said, like, did they go there and Breaking Bad that shit?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just buy the,
no.
The car
so we
wash?
No.
We've been under something.
Honestly, whenever when you guys said that, I was just thinking, like, damn, they really skimp out on their car washes.
No.
That's why I brought this
like,
up.
All right, honey, we've got a dollar. Go, go, go. I honestly thought
you stole my spray.
But no, because that's why. Like, I was like, didn't they have more charges, Eric? Because I was waiting for you to save $250 for a car wash.
No, $2.50.
Well, shit, I've been living a lie, Eric.
You need.
How could they spend that much at a car wash? They have to just keep doing the same thing.
I don't know.
Like you know, custom
some car
decals
washes have
or,
a yeah. lot of different options, Eric.
Like, maybe it's like a special.
Get the inside
it's a special
clean.
Seattle
yeah, it's like
car wash.
$65.
I don't know, Eric.
I didn't, along with like a hand soap and scrub and wax and
I'll be
everything.
Honest. I didn't think it
funny.
Made any sense, but I'm like, damn.
Sure.
When it you got someone
been...
else's money, you don't fucking
yeah.
care, do you?
So. I guess so.
Like, I've been to some car washes that sell like stereos and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I thought. It was like a one in a bigger city that
yeah.
was just.
Especially if you're stealing somebody's cars. Like, well, I would never do this for myself on my own money.
They have
if I'm using somebody else's
well,
fucking
just,
money,
when
they
I stole
a car fix.
One time when I stole a wallet, I went to Walmart, went crazy, bought an Xbox 360, a crappy TV.
Allegedly.
Yeah. That is a big old misunderstanding. Because I remember being like, yeah, there was two $200 chargers,
mm-hmm.
and at a car wash, someone spent $250.
Yeah. Well, there was two $200. I think it's why we related it to $250.
Yeah.
So. I mean, maybe they had, like, you know, a family of seven.
Yeah.
They all had a car. They washed all of them. I don't
it's
know.
Like, I mean, to me, it's like, yeah, there's a $300 charge at McDonald's. What happened? You know? They just got 300 burgers.
I don't know. If you just said they went to McDonald's and spent $250, we might have thought the same thing. It's like,
yeah.
What? Jesus, how?
Yeah.
All right.
That's funny. So, yeah, that happened. So I got those charges disputed, and now I have to wait for a new card. Which
car?
Card, which yeah. I forgot to like, I did all that, and then I was like, I'm gonna, you know, go pick up like a drink at the gas station. I went up to the counter. Fuck, I was like, fuck, I don't have any money. I don't have my card.
It's such a strange feeling
yeah.
when all of your money is somewhere else and you can't get to it.
I didn't have my card. I was like, what the hell am I gonna do? And then I thought about it because I have done this for like the last year.
It's the phone pay thing?
No. Under.
Oh.
Yeah. Under my phone case, I keep an extra 20.
Nice.
Just in case.
It's a smart thing to do.
It's subtle enough where you don't think of it. Like, it's like, oh, I need 20 bucks. I'm just going to use this.
Yeah.
But when an emergency, what the hell am I going to do?
So you paid with your phone, like I said.
I did. I paid with my phone. So that's a trick for everybody. Put
yeah.
put an extra 20 behind your phone case. Or if someone you see someone's phone, just check to see if it's there.
See, Eric, now someone's going to steal your phone so they
I know.
Get 20 bucks.
That's what's going to happen.
Jeez, Shane.
What are you doing?
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Oh, he's like, fuck this clip. My
so,
debit card,
yeah.
my cash is all going on here.
Yeah, so
I'm
that's
just
my
put
that's,
a 20 there.
That's my trick.
Yeah, but the problem is you can see it. through your case.
So Eric, I'd be careful in WaveCon if anyone wants to borrow your phone.
I'll have to.
Hey, can I see your phone?
I'll do that. That's the thing. So now that everybody knows, but it's one of those things where it's like in an emergency, it's pretty great.
Where'd you get that, Aaron?
I found it on my desk. I think we got it shipped to us one time
as a test
on a mailbag. No, on a mailbag, I think.
Was it?
We also ordered some for test, I think.
I don't recall. I don't know. But it looks awesome.
Yeah.
My other case is starting to fall apart. This one doesn't have nearly as much protection, so I didn't put it on forever ago. But my other one's falling apart, and I want to upgrade my phone soon. See? That's what we said.
Perfect. Flawless. Yeah, can't even tell.
Just put more duct tape.
I mean, to be honest, it's not technically a huge deal because if you have your phone there, I mean, people want to steal your phone anyway if they're wanting to steal something. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
The problem is, he's going to remember that it's there every time he pulls it out.
Remember, it's always here in my money clip.
Yeah, but like, you're going to go to the gas station and not have your wallet and not want to walk back out to your car and you just can take it out of there because it's right there.
No, the other day I was going to spend something, went back, got my wallet, so I get my debit card.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I had had that in my phone case like for a year.
Yeah.
Just forgot all about it until like, shit, I don't have it.
Eric, you should do that. You should do that and just keep upgrading it, like 20, and then you put in a 50, and you swap, and you get 100, and then you just start saving money in your phone. Because you just forget, and it just keeps like, oh, damn!
Someone stole my savings account. It's like, oh, they got their number? No, they stole it. My phone's gone.
Oh, man. That would be terrible.
But yeah, so, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had my card stolen.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It happened to me.
And I haven't never. It was the number.
Just the information.
Happened to me in Vegas.
It's happened to me a couple times.
You passed out, woke up the next day, and didn't have it.
I know there's been times where like my bank's called and said, we've had a hacking or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's something that's happened, and everyone, we got to give you new cards. But I can't think of a time where it's like my card specifically.
Yeah. You know, they probably look in there and it's like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. all these kids and stuff, it's like, what's the point? Fucking. I don't have money. You don't have money.
Same thing with me, man.
That's why I try to move everything.
Like the thief feels bad for his
economy.
He puts money in there.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. We got to save up to be poor, man.
All right, so there's a lot of memes this week.
Okay.
We'll get into a few of those.
I've already seen a few.
Some of them are...
there's a lot of these.
Are redos on... Some of the ones we had, I think, last week.
Yeah.
So here's Eric under the pool.
So, we met with Big Red. We went to the pool and hung out with the normies, and Big Red was there. And he's like, dude, can we get a picture? And every time we take a picture with a fan, I always try to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, I just kind of, like, creepily, like, was under the water, you know? And then when we were driving back, I'm like, God damn it. There are all these memes in me.
Tons of memes driving back. Yeah. Right.
So this swamp thing.
Yeah.
There's MODOK.
MODOK. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
There's the Avengers from E3.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
nice,
that one.
Nice.
Good. Him holding Bebo.
Bebo hungry.
No.
Bebo hungry.
And then there's a plaque of him holding it saying Blind Wave Leader.
I have one of those. I think it's in my bathroom.
It's in the bathroom, behind the bookshelves.
Yeah, the bathroom we don't use anymore.
Exactly.
Him sneaking up on 60s Batman surfing.
Yeah.
You could about stick your finger in his butt right there, Eric.
That's graphic, but okay.
I don't know what this is from, but Darth Vader with a surfboard?
Yeah, I've never seen that before. That's cool.
I've seen a GIF of a Darth Vader surfing before. Maybe is this was like promotional.
That'd be so
pictures.
Hot.
Is that a Mickey Mouse logo?
No.
It kind of looked like it.
Doesn't it?
A little bit.
What?
So he's black and white in this. Right. He's holding a picture
of Spoon Man.
Yeah, this is the tone meme.
Yeah,
meme.
Why that picture?
It's
Tone?
The same picture.
Tone, like there's something special about that picture though.
What the hell? Is that my body? That's
not
my body.
No,
I think it's from Tone's.
Oh, I see. That's from the thing. No, this is from the video, Rick.
This is from the actual video.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Have you seen the Spoon video?
No.
Good. What's that from? When did I have all that food in my mouth? what's that picture from?
I don't know.
Probably cooking with
what's this?
Oh, cool. It's me as a doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
So someone also made us old.
Yeah, the old filter thing
that's
been going
on,
around. It's all over the place.
That looks so good.
So here's
I wanna be a
Eric as the doctor.
Yeah. Mine's...
See, that's fitting.
Holy
that
shit.
Looks so that good.
That's
that
so fitting. Good.
It looks like live action versus anime.
I have
really
a new
good.
Dream.
Eric, you should get a white suit.
I should.
With a ribbon tie.
Wear that, wave car. Wear that to Wave Prom.
Wear it to Wave Prom.
So is Eric as Colonel Sanders?
Dude, that looks pretty damn good.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Damn.
Here's me as Robert
Bobby B.
Stop the jobs before I piss myself.
There was such a great Bobby B cosplay.
Oh, there was.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a couple, but the best one I thought was the there's a guy that had like a belly shirt on.
Yeah.
And he's just walking around with like a beer and a crown. He was so funny.
There was an Arya there that looked like Arya.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a good Jon Snow
really
too.
Yeah.
Good.
Rick, do you think you look like your grandpa there?
Which one?
The one who used to like he would dress up as Santa and stuff, right at the firehouse.
Well, I wasn't related to him.
Well, damn.
By blood,
damn.
Anyway.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So.
I think it's a beard. Like, he had that big white beard.
Yeah.
It just kind of reminds me of that.
A little bit of Regis in there, maybe.
Mm. I thought I kind of.
That's crazy. It really looks like an old-ass Rick.
It does.
It
yeah.
does. It looks really good.
I thought all of the pictures looked like old us's.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Aaron's looked the best.
So
is Eric back there?
Eric in the background.
Yeah, it looks like
yeah. yeah. So this is the first look at the new Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay. The new
season.
Episodes.
Yeah.
And then there's Eric back there.
Okay.
Of course.
Very nice. I like.
Holy shit.
Oh, it Eric. Really looks like it belongs there, doesn't it?
We have a T-Rex.
I thought it was him.
What'd you say? Say
I know. It looks like him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this?
And so this is just like comparisons.
Oh, okay. So George R. R. Martin, Hammond,
Lobo
Santa.
Crider.
I don't know the guy at the bottom left.
Dramatic granddad, reverse burglar.
Nice.
And then the last one I think is.
I hope my beer looks like
just
great,
all of. Oh no.
Aaron Corr. I just
think they're neat.
Yeah.
I just think they're neat.
I thought I had the original up.
All right. What's wrong with the core water? I bought some on the con trip too.
It's just that you love it so much.
It tastes so good.
It's so worthy of
mocking.
Because
it's got a cup on the top. You know what I love about it is that it tastes
lid.
Like
Sorry.
Nothing.
That's water.
No, not all water.
It's
most water.
I don't like
it's
some
not
waters.
Mineral water and uh-huh. it's pH balanced.
Sure,
so it literally tastes like nothing.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's so good. Like there's lots of waters I you can taste it. I don't like tasting water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heaven forbid.
You know what I mean?
Taste water
like this.
Yeah,
this is delicious water.
I love nice, clean, yummy water.
Cool, clean water.
I missed this one. Blind wave after waiting Area 51.
It's an alien.
Hey, red.
Very nice that are pale.
That's great.
Calvin, Rick, you pale motherfuckers.
I'm just happy that Aaron shaded part of my body so that
right?
we didn't overexpose the picture.
I'm a little more tan, so it kind of helps balance out a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying you blocked the light from reflecting off of me.
Oh, I see.
There's a bunch I missed.
There's a bunch you missed.
Yeah, you guys talk while I get these up.
All right, so Rick's going to be finding some more memes, but what were we saying a second ago? Core water.
Cool, clean water.
No, I don't know. You don't think some waters just taste like... There's some waters.
I don't like the way some waters taste. They taste like metallic. I don't like that.
Yeah, like you remember the water fountain at, was it Federal Hawking?
No.
God, it's
terrible.
Water fountain.
Tastes like anthrax.
It tastes like...
C8.
Like fucking rust.
I
remember playing these kids in basketball in elementary school, and they're lined up there, and everyone's like, "Don't drink that." And these fucking kids don't know any better.
Sure.
These kids don't know any better.
This is good to them. That's good fucking water.
They've grown up with this.
It tastes like rust. It was noticeable.
Like Nestle's one of my favorites. It's like a cheap water I just drink all the time and stuff. But
they're in hot water now.
Okay,
and they've been in hot water for. Years and years and years.
Yeah,
it comes and goes like all the stuff they've done.
I like Fiji water. I think Fiji water
is
pretty good.
I just drink the water
cuz
I like the taste.
Yeah.
I don't like Dasani, I think it is.
Dasani?
Yeah, I think
Dasani tastes weird to me.
It tastes a little different, yeah.
Yeah, it like I said it tastes metallic to me. I don't like that.
Or Aquafina.
I've had some spring water.
Aquafina too.
I just drink
like
water.
What's
you
that?
Just drink water?
Yeah.
You drink from the tap.
I drink whatever.
Tap water tastes real weird.
Yeah, so it's just water.
I like well water.
It's like I'm in the desert. I'm going to be like, tap.
If I was in the desert, I wouldn't be I wouldn't be picky at all.
You'd
be
like in the woods, like, I'm not eating these nuts, and you die.
I'm not. I wouldn't eat the nuts. I'd kill a bird or something. I don't know.
I'd drink its blood.
Why do you think why would I die? There's about to be more in the woods than just nuts.
What if there's only nuts or death?
What kind of nuts are they? Some nuts are poisonous. They might kill you. There's no peanuts
there's
in our woods.
There's peanuts in the woods, and that's all you got.
Peanuts is a legume.
It's technically not. Yeah, I was gonna say it's technically like a bean.
It's not a tree nut.
Well, then they named it badly.
They did.
It's not a peanut nut. Yeah. It's a peanut.
Yeah. Don't use the word nut. Nuts in the word.
It's not a what word. Is, it's a word is the word.
What about
McDonald's?
Eric, I'm going to ask you this. Atoa says Aquafina doesn't freeze. It's really odd. There are videos of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird for water not to freeze?
I don't know. I don't care.
Water should freeze.
It's not going to be like I'm going to die on my gravestone that you drank the wrong kind of water. All right? So I'm not in Flint,
it's
going to
say ate the wrong food for 40 years.
I can't wait for... I really want to put what I said the one time on mine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Buried alive.
All right.
Buried alive?
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron Elliott, buried alive.
I think it was not a prima donna is what I want.
So there's a lot of these babies. This one I should have done first. Blind Wave takes photo of themselves doing something. All of Discord. And then it's Reagan fiercely typing.
They make all the memes.
Yeah.
Photoshop.
That's funny.
What is...
So there's Eric.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Like ghostly.
This is
movie 4 of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm moaning Myrtle in this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
Get
out of
my swamp.
That's funny. Good. I didn't see that. That's good.
That's
disgusting. I like that one.
Are we the fish that die?
What is that?
That's Dory Nemo. And Nemo.
Dory and Nemo.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
You're the shark, I guess?
Oh, my.
Now, my favorite, though, is...
Look at Eric back
there. Is back there.
Oh, that's funny. Great. Very nice. I didn't see him back there at first.
Very nice.
Oh, God, something touched me. The shark.
What the hell?
There's all of us.
That's so good.
Here's chilling.
Rogue One.
It's from It.
God, that's...
You'll float, too.
You'll float too.
Jeez, that sounded like
Eric.
It felt like a fart.
There he is down there.
There's so many.
Nice. That's nice.
I love it.
Jeez.
Nice.
That's now we're in the Star
Rogue,
Wars.
That's
saga.
Rogue One concept.
Oh,
art.
That one's good. I like that.
Hey, Georgie.
That one's good.
Yeah.
That one might be my favorite.
Oh, wow.
That fits really well.
I didn't realize they did that. That
yeah, that's cool, funny. Man. It's cool.
Or maybe they didn't and they just added water to all of it. I don't know. What the?
John and
Ygritte. In the cave.
Yeah.
You're so close.
So these ones are all based on a theme. MJ, I am God. MJ, I am torqued.
Nice.
MJ, I am wrong.
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 MJ, I am neat.
Neat. Am neat.
That one's funny.
What the?
It's Aqualad. Young Justice.
Oh, yeah.
I always love that shot.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He keeps his eyes open. I'm in the back of the back. I should put a diaper on me.
It's got a really good distortion.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Pong's like, you'll torque too. You'll torque too.
On the face of Bo.
Face of Bo, yeah.
Good lord.
It's ridiculous.
And that's it.
Ridiculous.
Kind of like great. A copper a little bit there.
That's what I said when I first saw the picture. I was like, kind of like Hopper. Yeah. I have Hopper cheeks in this one. Fat Hopper.
Fat
Man,
Hopper.
He got so, in shape for Hellboy, and then he just got back up there for Hopper, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know what he shot first, honestly.
I bet he had a lot more fun getting back in shape for Stranger Things.
Probably.
Yeah.
Which, that's been a highlight of my week as well, getting back into that.
Stranger Things is so fucking good.
It's a great series.
I love that. Yep. Love that whole series.
Season 3 has been better than season 2, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like,
it's
it
close for me. It's close. Yeah. I don't know. They're all good.
Like season 1's great. You know. 2 is good. 3, I think, is...
I need to watch more.
No, definitively.
Yeah.
The Demodogs are cool, man.
Once I finish it, I'll know how it is. But right now, I'm really enjoying
it. It's really up there for me, though. Yeah.
Garrick Loran says you still miss some.
I mean, that's possible, but I don't know if they're in the Discord.
Were they put in the Discord?
There are so many.
Podcasty place?
Because
if not,
I'm scrolling
then
up,
you've messed up.
And I'm...
You messed up.
You
way
didn't
back
do it
when.
Right. Yep, too far back now. I knew Shane would love that. I have to try to imitate his voice of me.
Jump to present. So if you still have them, post them.
Hey, go. If there's any others that are missing, post them in the podcast section of Discord. Maybe we can try to snag them before we end podcast today.
AtoyoS says, if you haven't drank the new Cokes yet, save them for the Stranger Things finale.
We haven't. We put them in the fridge. And
Thank you for those. Thank you so much for those. Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't drink
Bye,
them.
Bye, Patricia.
You know what I mean?
It's not like, you know, keep them in 100 years later, you're going to buy a house or something with them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy a house.
How much of these new Coke Stranger Things thing did they make, you know?
Probably they were limited edition. Enough. I think they were like 175,000 or something like that.
See? And how many people drank those? So how many are left? Maybe you could sell that one bottle of Coke for like $2,000.
And buy a house.
It's not going to be like it's not going to be like Ecto Cooler.
Yes, Bojangles.
Ecto Cooler? I don't know what that is.
The Ghostbusters flavored drink?
I don't remember that. I would have tried that.
Yeah.
Can I
buy
some?
You guys never heard of Ecto Cooler?
No. Let me buy some right now.
You can't. That's the problem.
See? Someone should have
You got to get off eBay for exorbitant prices.
Damn it. See? Ecto.
Is it even good, though?
I've never had it.
Damn.
That's the thing, man.
I'm not asking, like... Is it sought after because it's so good and people like?
Well, people really liked it then, but I doubt if you bought it now.
Oh no, it like, makes you like puke it. Now.
Yeah, it's probably past its date.
Yeah,
damn. Definitely. Damn.
Is there anything that's ever been like? Because I know in this area they used to have the soapy drinks that were so fucking good. You know what I mean? And then when we were in Kentucky on the way down, I bought like a couple. Mm-hmm. They're so fucking good. And so they don't have those in this area anymore.
They don't have soapy drinks anymore?
Not those kind. They have soapy waters and stuff, but not like
the soapy waters aren't great.
Yeah, I hate them. I hate them,
actually. Soapy milk?
Yeah, dude.
They're in Athens. Those are really good, yeah.
When I used to go to Athens a lot, when I used to go to OU, I would always get like 10 of them. I thought about buying them on Amazon and shipping a bunch, but they're expensive. But they used to have this Campbell's soup called noodles and ground beef. And it sounds kind of bad. Mm-hmm. But I had a bunch of vegetables in it, too. It was like my favorite soup ever, and they discontinued it. I've gone on eBay trying to find it. I'm telling you, I went nuts one night.
Noodles and ground beef.
Called noodles and ground beef. They used to sell it at the Food Locker up there on up there on the hill.
Yeah.
God, it was so good.
Up by my house.
Yes. Yeah, it was so fucking good.
It was a Food Locker?
Food Land.
Food Center. That's food what they called it.
Wasn't it Food Land?
I thought it was Food Center.
Food Center?
Food for Less?
They're across from the bowling alley, right?
Yeah, Food Center. Okay. Yeah.
Where the dental place is, the up dentist, that way?
Yeah.
That used to be a grocery store.
They had the best meat in town, man. Yeah, the meat was great.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Best meat in town. They put that on their sign.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I miss is the chicken pot pie from Ryan's. That was like my favorite
thing.
That was so good.
So fucking good. I loved Ryan's, man. My mom worked there, because my mom worked there, and she told me that like they just basically said, hey, we're closing down. We just found out everyone could leave. And the manager was pretty close to all his employees, so he said, you guys can take whatever you want. People were taking the TVs off the wall. They were taking the food. They were taking all the food home and stuff like that.
I know there were some people that took like tables and chairs.
Mom said the younger people were like in the ice cream machines, like,
yeah.
It was like bedlam. What? It was bedlam.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, dude. Way. Yeah, everyone was crying and shit. It was like weeping and gnashing of teeth, man.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
No, there was a Ryan's on our drive down there.
No, the best moment was when we were driving and Eric's in the front and he's like going to sleep.
I was going to sleep. I'm like, hey, we're going to get some dinner at some point. I'm like, all right, well, just wake me up when we go by a Golden Corral. All right. We'll stop and we eat there. It'll be great. We would go in. The food will all be ready. We'll leave.
Yeah,
we'll be right on the road.
While he's like, in the middle of the sentence.
You had said something like, let's not stop for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Unless we pass the Golden Corral.
And then we stop.
And then I kind of
don't even ask.
I kind of like turned my head and like act like I was gonna go to sleep. I looked back, I saw Golden Corral like right on the freeway.
We had just passed.
It was just past it. I was like, no,
there's one right there.
There's a bridge. I was so angry.
And then we didn't see one for a very long time until after they closed. I'm like
yeah.
So we went to Cookout instead, which was
good. Eric is a man of culture. Yeah. Golden Corral above all.
Golden Corral.
I like trying new places when I go somewhere.
Me too, for sure.
That's something we don't have around here.
That's from number one. Yeah, unless it's like 2 a.m, we'll go to Denny's.
Yeah,
Waffle House.
I mean, at that point, your choices are limited. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck, I need something right now. Yeah. I'll go to Denny's.
So if Blind Wave was bankrupt and closing, what's the one thing you guys would take?
From my PC.
I'd have to take my PC. I can't.
Beside your
PC. I can't let that thing out there. I have a couple
cameras,
things that were probably. Yeah, cameras.
So we have some pretty baller cameras.
Yeah, the TV. I don't know.
The 4K TV.
I like to think that
we all need to pick different things.
Pretty responsible.
Everyone, is like the place on fire?
Oh, Place on Fire. That's a better example.
Place on Fire, you can grab one thing.
Yeah, the place. I mean, all of the letters that people have sent us throughout the years.
Yeah. All right, yeah. You Boy Scout.
Yeah. The bottom drawer in the filing cabinet.
Motherfucker. Yeah, right? Just grab that filing cabinet and go.
Eric's like, this is all I need.
We really need an intern to digitize those.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Keep saying these things. Like, we need an intern for this and this. We don't have an intern, Rick.
Anybody want to be an intern? For nothing. No intern.
For nothing. For nothing.
I might take like our movie and show collection. Like if we were closing down, if I could take one thing.
You would take the entire collection of movies?
I want one thing. But all you those fucking movies.
Yeah. I figured you guys would be like,
everything just pirate that mailbag. Shit. I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
I call you mailbag. Guys would say like, I would take the board games as my thing, you know.
Video games, maybe?
Video games?
I don't know. I mean, I would just... If it's a fire, I don't know. I mean, we should play this now in case there's a fire. All right, so Eric, what are you getting?
Of the cables so I can sell the copper inside of them for money.
What?
You know, signal wires. Blindwave
isn't closing.
Cable,
we're just trying
right?
to save everything.
We're trying
all
to
right,
save.
There's a fire. What are we saving?
Yeah.
We need to grab the computer and the storage.
I mean,
let's ignore computer stuff.
Is the cameras counting that?
Yeah, probably.
Because it'd honestly be like some of the... Yeah,
the more expensive cameras.
Yeah,
I would probably
have an expensive camera.
No, that's what I was saying, like the computer and
probably
the storage. Because
I would save like the live stream stuff.
Yeah.
Like
that stuff is
the downstairs computer that has like all of our footage and stuff, and like release videos so that we can re-upload something to like full length if we need to or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of stuff would be like, well, we need that.
Yeah.
But
luckily, I've gotten like a lot of stuff in our cloud now. So
yeah,
that's good.
We should be good with that.
Okay, then I'm not going to grab that.
I've been doing that for like the last 2 years, so I got a lot of it.
But the letters is stuff you could never replace.
Yeah.
Some of that like art stuff that we've gotten.
There's a few things that were personally sent to me that I leave here, like the Ninja Turtle, like the realistic movie. Like, I love those things.
Yeah.
I'll grab that that figure on my desk.
The redhead?
The redhead with the fucking jiggly-ass titties.
Like, I can see like having like in the blanket, like
Aaron.
A five player comes up
with
like oxygen.
EBay
do you need
$13?
No, I think she'll be okay.
Help her! And you put the mask.
Oh, damn it! Ooh, squishy.
Neat. There's one board game I'd have had to save. It would be Shadows Over Camelot because Don painted the minis.
Shadows Over Camelot minis are really, really good.
No, I grabbed Gloomhaven. One's a rare one.
I don't know, Rick. Or Aaron might grab that statue he got today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you guys will see it in mailbag, but that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Grab my Dwarven Forge tiles back there.
Fuck the parts.
Yeah, right.
They're dying.
No, dude, we have a whole box down there. Just they're looking up like shaking.
Could you imagine them on fire?
Yeah.
I can't. That'd be great.
That'd be worse than that.
Shane grabs that Valletta poster.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
So what's the most likely scenario a fire starts? Is it Eric cooking ramen again?
Shane.
I just never will do that again.
Oh, yeah, Shane leaving something on.
That might happen, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember how many times?
One time I left a propane and
I feel like
on
been, yeah, there's
and,
been multiple
and the
times
fire
that.
Thing.
There was an oven left on for a really long time.
That
one
was
time, too.
You?
No.
That was
you?
It wasn't me.
It was,
I thought that was
I
you.
I turned it on for you because you said turn it on for me but while you
and leaving. I didn't use it. So
and then you didn't use it.
So it's your fault.
It was not me.
You touched it.
You cannot put that one on me.
I remember coming upstairs like, the oven's on. And
it was really hot up here.
No, I've come in multiple times and like the flame on the burner is just...
On.
An open flame.
Oh my God.
And it's not like it's an electric one where it just gets hot. It's a flame burning, you know?
And like
gas is coming
like
out, you 8 know?
8 inches over there is like a pizza box or something sitting on top of the range.
No.
It's happened several times.
Wouldn't be me.
Downstairs, yeah.
I mean, I've never walked in on that. That's what
wouldn't,
I was saying.
Wouldn't be me.
Well, don't say it didn't happen.
Yeah, you might burn your ramen noodles.
I was telling my story.
I was never
going
to make ramen noodles over again.
Yeah, that's a better way to do it. Just don't make them.
Nope. And... I wouldn't ever do that again.
I don't know how you did the first.
I mean, I was
two
distracted.
Ingredients.
I was
to be
fair,
noodles
be
and
fair,
water.
To be fair, the number of times that he has made ramen noodles correctly compared to the one time that he made it incorrectly vastly overshadows the ratio of the times that you have made it correctly.
His days without incident was stellar.
Stellar. It's incredible.
Just to share numbers, Aaron.
Yeah.
I still have a better track record, and you've never gotten it wrong.
All right, I'm going to read some of these bits and donations. Maybe we can end a little early, get some of these trailers done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did have one other thing. Have I told you guys about the bird at my house?
The bird, yeah.
No.
The sound that it makes? No. Okay.
Oh, different bird?
There's a bird at my house that has, like, the most annoying mocking cry I've ever heard.
Is it a mockingbird?
It goes like, I hear it in the morning, and it's just like outside my house, like right outside where my window is, and it goes,
It's, probably, it's me.
Does it actually sound like
it
that?
It sounds exactly like that.
I want to go there tomorrow morning and do that.
Ask Jancy.
I want you to record
like,
it.
I know, I need to, but this thing's like, I'll be sleeping like with my pillows in my ear, and it's like,
pillows over your ear.
I mean, shut up. It sounds like it's mocking you. I'm like, is this thing dying?
Is it? Have It'll you
like,
seen it?
Yeah, I see it. It's like on like the tip top of the highest tree around, and it's like.
We need that guy we met at Con of Thrones to hit him.
We do. It's man, it bugs me so much.
I'm saying it's not you. It's someone like playing like Shane playing a trick
it
on you or something.
It might be, but
or,
it's like it climbs on top of your roof down through your skylight or something.
Yeah, Jancy says I hear it over the phone.
Oh my
god! I'm like,
gosh.
Did you hear this thing?
You need to record that shit.
I do.
In the next podcast, we need to put it on.
This makes me so mad every time I hear it. I just forget about recording.
It's the world's biggest don't give a fuck sounding bird.
I legitimately like, open my door and scream like outside like a crazy man. Like, ah! Hey!
That's what the crazy.
And it'll like
at.
Fly to another bush and turn around, and look at me, and like.
I hope I'm never one of those crazy old guys.
Hey, get out of here!
Ah!
No.
See, my issue has been Mel and I keep waking up to a woodpecker and it's pecking on our deck.
Yeah.
So I go out there and I'm like, ah! And I go, oh, good. I'll go back inside. It's like 6 in the morning. I go back inside to go to sleep. And you start to doze off, and then you start hearing it again. Fuck!
There were some sort of birds that would wake my dad up at their house, which is in the country. And he, one morning, like it was out there, he opened up the window. He took his knife, and he cut a circle in the screen, and he put the barrel of the gun through, and he shot that motherfucker.
Damn!
He didn't like to... He didn't want to make too much noise, so he didn't, like, take out the screen. He just cut it with his knife.
That's some James Bond shit
my dad.
Right there.
Oh, my
I've
God.
Shot through screens, because then it's just a little tiny hole, and, you know, bugs won't get in as easy, but...
I remember when we were a kid, there was, like, a bird around, like, our house that sung perfectly the Flintstones. That was, like, its call. It's exactly like that. It wouldn't do the second verse. It would just repeat the second, the first like bar over just and over and over again. It would do that. That was its song. And I remember like me and my brothers being like, "It sounds like the Flintstones," you know. Like it wasn't like a you know a parakeet or a parrot or something that like is taught it. It was just a bird that just happened to be a coincidence.
Mockingbirds can remember like up to 1,200 songs.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting. Birds.
Fucking.
Hate that. Now we're all going to go over to your house at some point and be right outside your window.
But it's so fucking loud, too. Like, there's something about it that's so weird.
It sounds like, but it's loud.
It's loud.
But it's still like,
It's like, It like comes up, like, it comes up to my window.
Staring at you.
Yeah. I think there might be something wrong with it. And maybe it's asking for help.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it like a person that's been transformed into a bird?
He's
trying to communicate with you.
But I'm always yelling at it. Like and I think, like, what am I doing? But I'm always like, hey, hey! And it's like,
It's probably you like hear one of your friends has been transformed into this chimera and is trying to say, Eric.
Well, their existence. What,
was that a.
Is bad, but he's making mine worse.
the little deck that goes out of your room, was it like a sliding door or is it like a door? I can't remember.
It's like a sliding
door. Like, I wasn't sure if you can close that fucking door or something.
I do, but you can still, you know?
That's amazing. All right.
It's not even a regal or majestic call. It just sounds like it's being sick. I love Jancy's commentary through all of this.
Because she knows I've complained about this thing to her.
Yeah.
Aramaic, with a tier 3 sub for 22 months, saying, "Welp, 22 months in, too bad I got a miss con this year. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And have a great WaveCon in August."
Thank you, brother. I'm going to miss you.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll miss
appreciate
you there.
The mailbag gift, man. Seriously.
If you can come up some other time and just hang out.
Yeah, man.
Atoya was subscribed at tier 3 for 9 months.
Thank you,
Atoya was.
Thank you, Atoya was.
Wave baby.
More than meets the eye.
And Ersta. 4 months. Thought I'd been watching you guys long than these 4 months subscribed. I finally go money to sub. Hope to stay subscribed for a while.
Great. Awesome. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fomorak, subscribe for 10 months.
Thank you, Fomorak.
Thank you.
Lano Games, resubscribe for 16 months.
Hey, Lano. Thank you, Lano.
Appreciate your work.
We need to do badges next.
Lano just
messaged. We got some more emotes. We need more badges.
Yeah.
Badges.
You read, Lano just said.
He said, did you guys catch the video? I said Aaron and or Rick. No.
No. We did not catch it.
I know you don't look at my Discord whenever we're doing this.
He sent it like.
Oh, yeah. He sent that one a while back. He sent it earlier today, a while back, I mean.
Let's check it out.
All right.
Is this something we're supposed to check on the podcast?
I have no idea. I just saw
it. I don't have it.
You mentioned his name. I looked out. I saw his name.
Is it appropriate, Rick?
No.
Lano?
Can we check it out on the podcast, Lano? I mean,
unless it was a long time ago.
He mentioned on the podcast.
He said he wanted it watched on the podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
But
yeah, I have nothing from you, Lano.
The way you said that sounded like you said Yolano.
Yolano.
I have nothing from you, from Yolano.
It's what you say, Hunter, Hunter, it's the same way.
It's in the live podcast suggestions chat.
Aaron just sent it to me.
The thing is, it's going to have spoilers for Doctor Who.
Oh.
I mean, not for us.
But for people who haven't watched
it. But if anyone hasn't watched Doctor Who, they have their 10-year... It's like a decade Doctor Who video.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So this isn't even about us? Fuck it!
No, it's not about us.
So, spoilers for Doctor Who.
The next 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Ready?
So, right. Mute and look away.
Oh.
Right. It's not coming through.
Yeah, because I got this over here to read out the stuff.
All right. You got to turn. Plug it back in.
Rick, I want you to read it from over there in an uncomfortable position.
Well, it's more... Yeah. Okay. See if this works.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, we can hear it now.
What's a police public call
nope.
box?
Chrome's still fucked.
Well, dang fuck it, my asshole.
I didn't see we had any videos, so I didn't
Calvin,
bother testing
it. Calvin,
we
can't cut this, so it doesn't work as well.
No, I know. I was just thinking about it when he said that.
Someone's like, Dr.
Chrome is going to...
Eric, laugh contest right now.
So a genie tells me I can...
It lasted a while.
Yeah, you did. All right, my
what's
turn.
That, what's that Give one thing? What's worse is I can hear it through the mic, too.
That's how you try to get him to laugh?
What's the,
I thought it would work.
What's the one thing that Shane always does that
no, the Shane,
will always
no,
crack
the
you
the thing so, that gets Eric is...
it's a laugh.
Oh,
that,
like,
that thing.
Yeah.
It's yeah, so good.
Yeah.
The clown laugh?
So it's like, unsubscribes.
Everyone's gone now.
What the Everyone fuck?
Laughs. Aaron, make me laugh.
Make you laugh.
Make me laugh.
What bird was that?
I got nothing that makes you laugh.
Hey, come on, you
do. Except when I say things like meat, then you always just get a chuckle, but I have to do it in the moment, not now.
You could say,
well, you're, it's an effort. You got to put forth effort.
I know, it's too much effort.
Just do what Eric did. It almost made me laugh.
You go like this.
Yeah, you got to grab your beard and do it. That's what I was doing.
God, make me laugh.
Oh! Jesus.
Made you laugh!
What the fuck? Made me laugh. I guess that works.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
My back hurts now.
Sorry.
It's all right. All
right.
This is going to mean nothing to me.
What's a police public call box?
It's a telephone box from the 1950s. It's a disguise.
The inside's bigger than the outside.
T-A-R-D-I-S. That's time and relative dimensions.
You are an alien. How come you sound like you're from the north?
Lots of planets have a north.
Well.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Oh, that's right. Barcelona.
Can I just say,
traveling with you. I love it.
New New Dog.
The valiant child who will die in battle so very soon.
A storm's approaching.
Am I ever gonna see you again?
You can't.
I love you.
Rose Tyler. Don't blink. Blink and you're dead.
Who blinks? I'm too scared to blink. The master is Prime Minister of Great Britain.
And these are my friends.
We can only do left.
Regenerate!
It's called an adipose.
Yay!
I love adipose.
You're not making with me, sunshine.
Everybody knows that everybody dies. And nobody knows it like the doctor.
Just think how many have died in your name.
This song is ending, but the story never ends.
I don't want to go.
You're soaking wet.
I was in the swimming pool.
Said you were in the library.
So was the swimming pool.
You've got a real time machine.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
It's like the crack from my bedroom wall when I was a little girl.
Two parts of space and time you should never have touched.
The Pandora is ready!
Ready for what?
Ready for you!
We can only remember you while we're seeing you, is that it?
America's being invaded.
You were invaded a long time ago. America is occupied.
Back away from the edge. Come back to the TARDIS. We'll figure something out.
This is the story of Amelia Pond. And this is how it ends.
You are the only mystery worth solving.
Veronique. Remember me.
I will not forget one line of this. Not one day. I swear.
Well, here we go again.
Perhaps they're all just waiting. Perhaps if we're all dead, out they'll come a slithering from underneath the bed.
Because didn't anybody ever tell you? Fear is a superpower.
Welcome to Downworld. It's where you go and you die.
This isn't possible. The dead don't come back.
Say something, man.
You win.
I know. Traveling with you made me feel really special. Thank you for that.
Thank you for exactly the same.
That's really good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, dude, it's well edited. Great music, great everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the images and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like the way it pans through or Pandora opens and stuff like that, so.
Doctor Who's been around a lot longer than a decade, right?
Oh, yeah. New Who.
New it's yeah. just that's New just the reboot of it, so.
Yeah. And it's up to the point of it being, well, a decade, I guess, yeah. within, right?
Yeah, I mean that there, like from when it released to that, because there was also like some breaks and stuff and some things happening.
Sure.
So
yeah,
up to that point would have been 10 years of Doctor yeah, Who or something cool. like that. So there you go.
That was awesome, man. Thank you.
Neat video.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
All right. Let's see where we left off. Wah! Diggus Bickus resubscribed for 6 months. All the love, Blind Wave.
Thank you, Diggus Bickus.
Thank you, Diggus Bickus.
Thank you.
Night Owl Lenny for 20 bits.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
20 days until WaveCon. Hype.
Yay. Damn, yo.
Gosh.
20. Jeesh. For 20 days.
Russ Cass resubscribed for 8 months. Woohoo.
Thank you,
almost
Russ.
There, Russ.
Good old Russ.
Russ.
Hilding 97 resubscribed for 5 months. Woohoo!
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This is in all caps with 3 exclamation points. He had to outdo Russ.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Brendan Anomaly?
Nice. So, Brendan.
Brendan.
Anomaly.
10 months.
Thank you.
I finally watched Mad Max and Crimes of Griswold today and did so with your full length.
Great.
Grindelwald. If only I had you guys in the cinema with me for films, it would make the experience so much better. Oh, love from yeah. Scotland, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good movies.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Semblance of Sanity subscribed.
What?
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sanity.
Hilding, 200 bits. The Weekly Loving.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
And then Semblance of Sanity gifted a number of subs.
Yeah.
Excuse me a second while I count them.
20.
Oh, that was the 21. Okay.
Yep.
Well, dang. Well, thank you. Is that the YouTube channel?
20.
Yeah. The reaction channel. Yeah, they have
Semblance of Sanity _YT.
Yeah, okay.
So thank you. Maybe.
Thank you very much for the subs.
Very much.
And congratulations to everybody who got a sub.
Yes. Keep up the good work on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Betri Bisrat TV has subscribed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Top Screen with 100 bits.
Whew. Hey, Top Screen.
TNDP Tanster subscribed for 7 months. Has Aaron played episode 3 of Life is Strange 2 yet? If not, are you planning on streaming it? Thanks for the endless hours of entertainment, guys.
I haven't yet. I've been waiting until I do stream it. So,
okay.
Whenever I do play it, will be for stream. But I've been on hiatus for a little while now, so I plan on bringing Pookie Monday back in November when the new games come back. So,
be a good time to start it up again.
I have to take my Monday back.
Yeah.
So you got to finish up whatever you're playing by November, Calvin.
Should be able to. I'm playing.
Yeah, I beat Hearts of Stone, Witcher 3. That was one of my best things of the week. I started Blood and Wine. Mm. So
Blood and Wine
will be next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Huzzah. Mm.
Klaus JS subscribed for 2 months.
Thank you, Klaus.
Klaus.
Tattoo Mo 89 subscribed at tier 2.
Tattoo Mo.
Thank you very much, Tattoo.
Sabo Tower, 10 bits. Happy birthday, Calvin.
Thank you.
Night Owl Lenny, 300 bits. Happy birthday, Calvin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are these my bits now?
TBH Noob, resubscribed for 3 months.
Thank you. Thank you, TBH Noob.
Thank you.
DT3 cheered 10 bits. Does Shane have a quick story of the legend that is Mark Farley? Hashtag get him on the podcast.
Nothing quick, but I would love to get him on a podcast. That'd be fun.
That would be
interesting. Pre-recorded podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? That might. Maybe a video. Maybe a video.
No, do like an interview with him, and then we will live react to it on the podcast. So you can like edit it and stuff, and we can pause and talk and stop and talk about it.
That might be interesting.
I don't want to say anything. I don't know. Like,
that's why we
probably shouldn't have him on then.
Yeah.
Probably not live. Yeah.
He can't be drinking.
We would have to edit it. Yeah. As long as it's a video that we can edit, we can edit it.
Yeah. We can edit it.
A decent video.
Yeah. Take like a 3-hour conversation, get 30 seconds from it.
Yeah.
You can use this.
Yeah.
Shane is my son.
I like to have my mom maybe, because she's so
your mom bonkers. Would be fun.
Dude, that would be like a 6-hour fucking video.
That'd be fun.
It could be.
That would be
unedited.
Though.
Well, which I've always filmed like, hey mom, say something. And she goes, what? Get that out of my face. You know?
Actually, it'd probably be 6 hours edited.
maybe. Yeah.
You them Jonas Brothers.
Jordan Storms resubscribed for 22 months. Love watching you guys. Keep smiling and going. 2 months until 2 years.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you very much.
Forever Dreaming resubscribed at tier 2 for 12 months. Just made burgers for some friends, and all of them, including myself, didn't want pickles. We stand firm behind you, Eric and Rick.
Good.
Well, if you're staying behind Eric, you better be firm.
I would want that.
All right.
Well, if I fell, they can catch me.
Exactly.
Firm, like a trust fall.
Gorgon Fish resubscribed for 5 months. Aaron, have you seen the third season of Digimon? If you haven't, I highly recommend it.
I've definitely seen the first two. I think 3 I started when I was younger, and then I've never watched it.
Bruitz Roderick subscribed.
Thank you so much. Roderick.
Bigfoot G17 resubscribed for 9 months. What's up, y'all? Hope y'all having a good week.
Thank you, Bigfoot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dip 602 cheered 75 bits.
Thank you, Dip.
Saying the squats are for Rick. So I guess the squats he redeemed are for me.
You're lucky it's your birthday.
Alex 127 cheered 500 bits.
Thank you.
Stopped from the beach to wish you guys a great podcast. See everyone on the next stream.
Oh, well, thank you. Have fun at the beach.
The beach.
Have fun.
And Splatoony Looney cheered 100 bits.
That's a fun name.
Splatoony Looney, that is nice.
They must really like that game.
All right, I have some squats, apparently. We also have a couple slaps.
Ooh.
So, the first one is...
Dang it, Aaron, there was no sigh. I missed the sigh.
I'm a little confused by this, but okay. Scoobat says, Aaron, slap Rick for his birthday. Because he celebrates it in the summer, I guess?
Okay.
Huh? Aaron slapped Rick for his birthday.
Oh, it's not my birthday yet. I thought I was slapping Aaron. Now I'm...
I get it. You just assume, well, it's got to be Aaron.
It does have to be Aaron.
All right.
You assume too much.
You assume too much.
I couldn't get a good angle, though.
You did not get a good angle.
I wanted to surprise him.
Mandarin 13-13-13. The shortest slaps the tallest.
Fuck! That's Shane DeCalvin, then,
yeah,
isn't
Shane
it?
Shane DeCalvin.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, let me switch. Okay. And then I have some squats.
Is it your birthday, Calvin?
Yes. Wait, who in his hair? Did you do the...
Yeah.
He looked like a cat trying to get away. Go like when I'm trying to give my cats a bath.
Yeah.
Is there any more? Is that all?
My I almost squats. Brought a kitten
no,
in for
Rick
today in mailbag.
Someone
the
said
subway.
It, someone's saying the slap for you is supposed to be for Calvin.
It was for Calvin.
But it said for Rick. That's what he wrote.
Rick?
It said Calvin was saved by a typo. So... That's what was put in there. That's what happens. You got to pay attention to what you put in there because people's lives are on the line.
Redeem slap, Calvin slap, Aaron.
Yeah, Rick,
slap
aren't I taller than you?
Bunny. Jeez.
No. God, no.
God, no. It's, it's
you're like 4 inches short.
No. 4 inches. Calvin's like
Scottish
4 inches
Michael,
taller
you ran
than me.
Out of bucks for doing the slap weekly.
Well, Aaron, you got away
everybody.
This time.
We're out.
See, I read his mind. I knew what he intended.
Time to leave.
But yeah, that's it.
It wasn't Mix, was it?
What?
Was it Mix that did that one?
No.
Oh, okay, see, so that's
good. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining us live for the Blind Wave podcast. If you want to catch it live, you can every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be back tomorrow with some Mario Maker 2. We're going to be playing Aaron's levels again at 3 p.m. So check that out. Aaron is sneaking away. So we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.